Hey, it's Erin Greger, and welcome to the very first episode of I Bought a Business. I'm going to share my journey with you of buying. It's not technically my first business. I'm going to share a little bit of the history of myself in business, but this is the first time I've ever bought a business outside of an industry I worked in, outside of a familiarity I had, and really working on flexing my marketing chops and my business chops in being able to build a portfolio of businesses that are profitable and starting to put my investments in those places. So let's go back on my history. Today's episode, I just want to go and talk about what I know, what I've done, and why I wanted to focus down this path. The rest of the episodes, I've been recording content. It has been 6 months now since I've closed on this business. And along the way, I have been recording content about what is happening, the ups and downs. You're going to see me crying. You're going to see me happy and sad, probably all in, you know, a minute. It's been a really huge roller coaster. And I want to share the journey with you and, you know, talk about would I do this again or how would I approach it differently and just learn with me of this whole process. So, as I mentioned, this is not my first rodeo in business. This is not the first time I bought businesses, but this is the first time I went outside the business. Where I'm at right now is I had built up Podgrowth. Podgrowth is a consulting company, a production company, a services company where we help businesses utilize podcasts as a way to grow their business. I like content. I love content. I love social media. I've been able to build up my own businesses through social media. I help others. And so my mission has been, you know, there's a lot of businesses out there that don't really understand content or social media marketing. There's room for improvement. And if I can go in and just twist a couple knobs, can I bring up profits? Can I bring up revenue? Can I bring up all these things to essentially make more money? So where can I find the deals and then build up? I started investing in real estate about 20 some years ago. I can't believe I can say that now. I'm 47. It was 25 years ago. Oh my God. I was 21 years old when I bought my very first house. And my history was I went to school. I got a great job with Accenture. It's where I landed my very first job out of college. Did my 3% increase calculations and couldn't believe what I could be making by the age of 30. And then I read Rich Dad Poor Dad. It really changed my life from a perspective of investing. And so I never wanted to leave corporate America. I didn't have that desire. But my first step was I realized I needed to learn to invest, learn how to make my money work for me. My dad had taught me a lot about it too. But I went to real estate school, started buying up real estate at 21, started learning stock investments, and have done pretty well. Had some ups and downs. We can talk about all those. But overall, in the course of these past 25 years, I've done pretty well for myself. I've started my first business outside of real estate investing about 20 years ago. It was a pet sitting business. I had no intention of really building it up. It was intended as a extra job for my now ex-husband who's working on a PhD. It was supposed to be like summer work. That built up. I kind of learned the tricks of the trades, learned content marketing. At that point, it was Google Ads to blogs and was able to build that to 12 employees and be able to sell it. Through these past 20 years, content has been my constant stream. Like what is it that I use to build businesses? And I just love to keep pushing myself. Sometimes I think I should just stay in a business, keep it as is, take the mailbox money. Life would be so much simpler. But I just really love to complicate things. And as I mentioned, keep pushing myself. My main motivation is if something interests me and something's kind of like, I really want to try this. And if I'm looking at it going, if I don't do this, if opportunities present themselves and I don't go forward with them, will I regret this in a deathbed moment? I know it sounds morbid, but that's what I always do. It's why I've done events. It's why I've done several different things. And I try different things, right? If the deathbed moment is a yes, I will regret it. I go forward with it. So as I mentioned, started real estate investing. 5 years ago or so, my last house, I had been buying and holding and doing investments. And, you know, at the time when I started, I was obviously young. I moved here 20 years ago and started buying up some real estate around here. I was just at a different point in my life. I had my realtor's license. I was going in, you know, laying down tile, painting, doing a lot of the work myself. and finding tenants, putting them in. And slowly over these past 20 years, I had a bump with one house where, I mean, I can't even, you need cocktails to talk about those moments. But it just felt like this little dark cloud was over this house. And I just can't even tell you the ups and downs we had with that house. And it just really started wearing on me. You know, 20 years as a landlord, it can wear on you, right? And so I slowly started selling those houses. 5 years ago, I got to my last house sale and sold it, invested that money, and just really sat on the sidelines trying to figure out how I wanted to get back into where I was going to put this money, essentially. You know, it's one of those things where I live in the Dallas area. Everybody was investing in these, like, you know, Broken Bow as an example. You can't lose, and these cabins. And I just didn't want, we'll talk about a lesson right now. One of the biggest lessons that's just really hit home and sat in the back of my head was Robert Kiyosaki. Obviously, I loved Rich Dad, Poor Dad, but back in 2005, I was living in Phoenix and everybody was investing at that point. Everybody was jumping in. And so I remember this, it's lived with me all these years where they asked him, like, are you jumping in? And he's like, I've learned that when you can't lose and everybody's jumping in, that's not the time to get in. That's just not it. And so that's really hit home for me. And at this moment, all these people are jumping in and I'm just like, watching it all go down and, you know, short-term rentals and, you know, does this make sense? And it just didn't feel right for me. And so I've been sitting out, and growing your business may feel like a daunting task. Between a new AI tool every minute, social media, content marketing, knowing what to do and when to do it feels like a job in and of itself. And let's be honest, as a business owner, you're probably already wearing several thousand hats, and marketer is just a heavy one to wear. But what if I told you there's an easier way? And yeah, what if you only needed just 1 hour a day for marketing and learning how to grow your business? And that's what my community, the 1 Hour Marketer, is all about. We do all the work for you in reviewing AI tools, creating the system that works for you, that's easy for you to follow, and gets your business growing in no time. We show you how to figure out what tools to use, what content method is best for your company, and how to grow into a place where you can start hiring people and enjoying your business again. Come join us over at the 1 Hour Marketer. Click the link in the show notes to learn more and join. What I finally decided to do was invest my money into businesses. So my goal was to find businesses that were for sale, hopefully at some sort of discount, and were doing well, where they were making enough profit that if I took out a loan, and we'll talk about that in just a moment, I could pay the loan would pay for itself. The business would pay for the loan, but I had upside. I could make more money somewhere, somehow. They were, you know, the owners weren't doing what they possibly could with it. And that was my goal. Now, talk about loans for a moment. I am not comfortable with loans. I hate loans. I hate debt. I live more on the Dave Ramsey side of life than I do on the people who are like, you know, extend, extend, extend. I had, you know, I took the Goldman Sachs 10K SB program, which kind of pushed me a little bit more to that comfort level of taking out loans. And so it was like, how do I get more creative financing? How do I look at these things? And so I was willing to do that more than ever before. I did not want a loan, but I'm like, how can I make my money work for me more, right? So about several years ago, I started, and opportunities that had presented themselves before, just we were actually going to move to Hawaii for a while. We had a business we were going to buy. Luckily, God just was not opening that door. I really, truly believe, you know, God, universe, whatever you want to call the thing, you put it out there, you put out this desire. And as doors open, again, you've got to, if the door opens, go in. That's a harder part too. But if the door's not opening or things aren't happening, and we were just about to buy in the Lahaina area, and then COVID happened. Luckily, we didn't buy right before that. And then we're still talking about this deal. We flew out there after COVID and the year after. And, you know, we're talking the deals. The numbers just weren't adding up. And then, you know, 2 years later, the fires happened. So it was definitely a blessing in disguise. We would have been in quite a bit of trouble at that point. So we've been looking at businesses. Now, I had also bought businesses when I owned the pet sitting company. I bought out competitors. So essentially what I did was I would buy out competitors, put them under our umbrella. I would keep companies separate, but keep building them up. And so I had experience with acquisitions, but again, everything was under an umbrella in an industry I knew. Now, I've got this money, recap. I've got some investment money that came from real estate, trying to figure out what I'm going to do with it. Wanted to start looking at business building. I really was intrigued by buying businesses. And it's a lot of things that you can just really look at for a long time, never do anything about, get cold feet. And I really wanted to push myself to actually pull triggers and buy things. So I started down a path where I was looking at Biz Buy Sell, I think it is, and just looking at different businesses. Would make, you know, a donut shop make sense? Would, you know, just looking at all these different things of, you know, what's profitable, what's, I don't want to say what's non-owner operated, because you got to be really careful with that. You know, walking into a business that you don't have to do anything about, it's just, it's not going to happen. You got to learn the business. You got to get in there. You can't just, you know, all these people are looking for, I want owner financing. I want to, you know, have something I don't have to work in. It doesn't happen. Okay. It just doesn't happen. So you got to find something that, okay, I can learn, and can I put the right people in place to eventually get there? And that was really my goal. I looked at restaurants. I looked at all these different pieces. And so what I would do is, and I'm a nerd, I actually enjoy this, is I would, you know, express interest, laundromats, so another thing. I would look through the numbers, and I luckily have a very dear advisor, a very dear friend who I could lean on. She does this for a living. She's a former banker, and I could lean on her and say, hey, here's what I see. Here's the financials. Here's where I see potential issues, potential red flags. What do you, you know, is that correct? Do you see these things? So she could really help guide me in this whole discovery sessions of these businesses. And nothing really felt great or right. And, you know, sometimes I would take my kids and we would go look at the business and see what it was, but nothing ever really came to fruition. In the back of my head, I'd always say, you know, my first business, which was very accidentally successful, it was all by chance, was my pet sitting business. I love dogs. And if you know me, I've got four dogs, four rescue dogs. I love rescuing. I love helping people it's my thing. And so I was like, you know, maybe I want to get back in the pet industry. And this has kind of been playing in the back of my mind. I still have Pod Growth. I'm growing Pod Growth. Pod Growth is doing very well. Unfortunately, I had a business breakup at that sense, but the breakup ended up being a very great thing. Things are moving in a great direction, and I've got employees in place to help run that, so I can be a little more flexible. So I happen to be at an event, and I'm at this event for a friend, and there's a business broker there. And I meet with her, and I said, you know, what do you have in the pet industry? Got anything for sale in the pet industry? And she's like, you know what? I've got this really great shop. It's a grooming salon. It's a self-wash, and it's a little pet store over in Flower Mound. For me, Flower Mound is about 30 minutes away. There'll be a whole episode about the distance that I will talk about. But I was like, you know what? Let me go check it out. And so I did. I looked at the numbers. The numbers were great. She had really gone on this great trajectory. She had been open for 16 years at the time. Had gone on this great trajectory. COVID obviously did some numbers. Competition did some numbers. You know, she was doing a lot of money in pet food. And then, you know, Amazon came. Hollywood Feet came. All these, like, Chewy came. All these delivery systems came. So sales went down. And then, you know, like I said, COVID really hurt things. So sales went down. Unpacking it all, I think COVID broke her like so many. I think, you know, finding good help is very difficult now. And I think she kind of just coasted. She never marketed her business. She just had a great reputation within the community. She had, you know, we had great SEO. We had great baselines of things. But in the profit, there was profit there. And like I said, taking out a loan, the money would cover itself and then some. In that profit, it was, how much potential do I have for more? And how can I build that up? And how can I, you know, compete in all of these things with everyone? So I looked at it. I'm not going to get into the financing part today. Today, I just want to talk about really why I bought this business, what intrigued me about it, and the buying process. I will do an entire episode about the financing, how I creatively financed. I did zero down on this whole thing, and I can talk about through exactly what I did. I'll talk about doing some loans, because there was some shady stuff that was happening. It took almost a year to get this deal done. And part of it was me dragging my feet a bit because I really questioned if I should do it after one whole deal went down. But it did end up going through. Through this process, I ran the numbers with my friend Deb. She's like, they look good. Everything makes a lot of sense. Got the bankers on board. They were like, yes, it makes sense. We did have some bumps along the way, but ended up closing on it, like I said, a year later. There's a lot to share, and there's going to be a lot that I share within this whole series. So employees, I'll tell you how she broke the news to them, something I would never advise doing. Learning the business. This is the first time, as I mentioned, I would buy businesses and acquire them, and it's a business I already knew, where this was super interesting because I had to keep all the balls in the air, but I had to learn what the balls were as they were up in the air, just to make sure they were in the air, and then figuring out what they were and how to do them. That was a whole piece in and of itself that was really, really hard. So you had employee dynamics, you had, you know, keeping the balls and understanding the business, making sure they got paid every week. How do I incentivize them to stay? Because they're my everything. They're my everything. And spoiler alert, not all of them stayed. And I will share that whole thing, that whole story with you. And we're just going to talk, I'm going to talk about it through it. And I'm going to share a lot of my footage that I recorded. It's all in my car. I would do it while I was driving just to get the thoughts out in my head. But really talking about the ups and downs of this process. Day two, I was a mess. I really didn't know what I had done. And after signing the paperwork for some massive loans, it was a little frightening. But 6 months in, I will share where we are at and how things are going. So this is the beginning. This is how it all started. This is how we closed the business in a booming industry in the middle of whatever you want to call this recession, let me tell you though, but in a town that is fairly recession-proof. I can't tell you we're feeling the sting of the recession. I think people are pulling back a bit where, you know, it's not as recurring, but that's what really intrigued me about this industry is that it is recurring. Your dog's hair grows out. Your dog gets dirty. Your dog's hair gets tangled. All of these things that if you're not taking care of them, you got to keep coming back time and time again. It's not an industry that AI can, maybe AI can take it over. Maybe we'll have grooming robots at some point. I don't see that happening in the near future. So that was another thing that very much intrigued me about it. The pet industry. I know pet people were crazy. I love the crazy pet people. It's how I roll. It's who I roll with. It's who I am. I have children of my own, but my pets definitely are high up there on the list of my most things I love most in life. And it gave me another opportunity to work with rescue groups in another capacity, something I hadn't been used to doing yet. And all of these things was what intrigued me about it. The goal of this purchase was to either flip it, build up profits in a way that I could flip it and make money, or take this concept, massage the concept, really solidify the concept, and then build multiple of these. I'm going to share where I'm at with that also in this whole podcast. But for now, this is the beginning. So welcome to my journey. Can't wait to share it with you of buying a business.